The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Is the UK podcast scene increasingly attractive to the US? Talent agency WME has signed UK podcast producer Noisier. They join Rusty Quill, another UK company who signed with WME in July. Spotify's hosting of Joe Rogan is causing problems within the company because of transphobic comments in a number of his shows. Spotify says it's reviewed the content and it's just fine. But many episodes didn't make it to Spotify earlier this month. Podcasts with COVID-19 misinformation did, however, and Rogan has also been accused of homophobia and racism. You're welcome to that exclusive. Triton Digital released its US podcast ranker ending August 30th. Ad Large at Cabana is new to the ranker. The network debuts at number 6, Crime Junkie debuts at number 3 for both users and downloads, an incomplete ranker, it measures participating publishers only. Spotify added a notification for new podcast episodes in its app, it only works in the US for some reason. Podcast host Captivate has become the first podcast host to allow podcasters to directly add their show to the podcast index, Adam Curry and Dave Jones's alternative index for podcast apps. Meanwhile, the podcast index has added a Twitter-like discussion system using Mastodon. I'm an advisor to Captivate. It's almost the most wonderful time of the year. Magellan AI has released a free report on the holiday shopping season in 2019 for podcasts and how podcast advertisers can set themselves up for a successful campaign this year. UK broadcaster Podcast Radio reached its crowdfunder target on Cedars and is continuing to raise funds for future growth. More than 80 investors have so far bought into the station, presumably because they broadcast this very podcast. Anyway, the management team has now opened direct investment opportunities to both international and US-based investors and venture funds. You can find CEO Gerard Edwards available on LinkedIn. A new podcast festival is coming, this time in Charlotte in North Carolina in the US. The Charlotte Podcast Festival kicks off on October the 5th with free online sessions all month. And Live by Live has achieved $15 million worth of financing. The company owns Podcast One. And in podcast news, veteran British broadcaster David Dimbleby is back with a new podcast, The Fault Line, about Bush, Blair and Iraq. The first decade when trends rapidly spread across the globe was the 1990s, and Vogue has released a new podcast, In Vogue, the 1990s, to remind us of the decade's fashion, culture, lack of pandemic, and free travel. Too soon, Vogue. Rotten Tomatoes, the review website for movies and TV shows, is sometimes wrong. It turns out Rotten Tomatoes is Wrong is a new podcast from the website, unpacking some of the movies and shows that are the most loved or hated. And the Jordan Harbinger Show's Jordan Harbinger tells us excitingly of an amazing interview he's doing, releasing early October. We're not allowed to tell anybody, though. What a tease. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.